As we enter the new year, consider the message of Proverbs 29 verse 18. Without a vision, a people perish. What is your vision? Before Isaiah could have a vision of God, he had to have a vision of the evil that people do. Do you have a vision of the world's need? The Apostle Paul's vision of the Lord included a vision of what the world outside of Christ really is. In Acts 16 verse 18 we read what the world outside of Christ really is. Lost, blind, in darkness, under the power of Satan, bound, unforgiven, condemned and guilty. Do you have a vision of hell? The great cricketer turned pioneer missionary C.T. Studd had a vision of hell. That is why he declared, "Some like to live within sound of church or chapel bell. I would like to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell." Do you have a vision of the world's problems? Do you have any conception of the devastation caused by drugs and crime, terrorism and communism, materialism and loneliness, deception and apostasy, immorality and alcohol abuse, selfishness, greed, malice, bitterness and hatred? All that we get from 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 to 5, what the world outside of Christ really is. Sin and Satan are cruel masters. Without a vision, a people perish. We need a clear vision of the reality of a world in rebellion to God, rushing to eternal destruction. Do you have a vision of God? Isaiah declared, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Do you see the Lord? There are three directions we can look. Inwards, at ourselves, which is normally selfish. Outwards at others, which could be critical or compassionate. Or upwards to God in worship. We need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." That is in Hebrews 12 verse 2. Do you have a vision of who God is? He is glorious and infinite, without limitation. He is eternal, without beginning and without end. He is holy and righteous, just and merciful, all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present, perfect, the creator of the universe, sovereign judge of us all, wonderful, awesome in majesty. What comes into our minds when we think of God is the most important thing about us. No person is greater than his religion, and no religion is greater than its God. God is greater than any one of us have ever imagined or realized. We need to study the Word of God more to realize how great and mighty is the God that we worship. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one that will not be destroyed. His dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and he rescues and he works signs and wonders in heaven and earth. That's from Daniel chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. Do you have a vision of what God can do? He can do the impossible. He created all things, seen and unseen. He can do a lot with a little. He fed an entire nation in the desert for 40 years. He fed many thousands with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. He controls nature. He parted the Red Sea for his people to pass through. He calmed the storm with a word. He raised the dead. He heals the sick. He forgives sinners. He changes lives. He answers prayer. Do you have a vision of what God can do through your church? The church at Antioch sent out Paul and Barnabas in Acts 13, 1-3, and through these two missionaries, the gospel was taken to Europe. Many churches were planted throughout Asia and Greece, and much of the New Testament was written by them. Napoleon once said as he looked out over the vast expanse of China, "There lies a sleeping giant. Let him sleep, for if he wakes, he will shake the world." And could not Satan be saying about your church, "There lies a sleeping giant. Let her sleep, for if she wakes, she will shake the world"? The gospel is powerful, and the church has been given the power to limit the forces of evil and to extend the kingdom of God. What we bind will be bound, what we loose will be loosed, we read in Matthew 18, verse 18. Can we truly be praying against wickedness, standing up for the Lord and fighting the forces of evil when we see evil increasing? Do you have a vision of what God can do through your church? Do you have a vision of what God can do through a prayer fellowship? Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf started a prayer chain in the Moravian Fellowship, which lasted 150 years. And during that one and a half centuries, during those generations of unbroken intercession, that congregation sent out 2,500 missionaries to every corner of the world, including Gnadendal, not far outside of Cape Town, the first mission station in the Southern Hemisphere. Do you have a vision of what God can do through a person? When D.L. Moody heard the challenge, "The world has yet to see what God can do with a man completely surrendered to him," D.L. Moody ran forward shouting, "I will be that man. I will be that man." When General William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, was asked by Queen Victoria about the secret of his success, he replied simply, "God had all of me that there was to have." Does God have all of you that there is to have? John Wesley's challenge rings out to us today. Give me 100 men who fear God, fear no one but God, who hate nothing but sin, and I will change the world. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 21 we read that the scripture promises, "Therefore if anyone cleanses himself, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work." Do you have a vision of what God can do through you? Do you have a vision of what God wants done? As we approach this new year, you have the opportunity for new beginnings, a new life to start, and a new start in life. New hope, new vision, new initiatives, new energy, new zeal, new duties, new responsibilities. Redeem the time. Determine to read through the whole Bible this coming year. If you read through just 4 chapters of the Bible each day, you will read through the whole Bible in 1 year. Do a thorough job of restitution. Make right for those that you are at odds with. Work for reconciliation. Work for reformation. Start a Bible study and prayer fellowship in your home, school, campus, workplace, or church. Pray for revival. These could all be very good resolutions for the new year. Without a vision, the people perish. What is your vision? Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom your faith depends from beginning to end. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Make Christ's Great Commission your supreme ambition. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.